Mike Houston.
How we doing, guys? Great win. Really pleased with our kids and the way they played. I thought we had a really good week of practice. I thought the kids were ready to play from the get-go tonight, and glad to get the victory. You guys could see what kind of kept me up all week with Hodge Malik Willis, Hodge Malik Williams, just an incredible athlete. I'll tell you, I said it before, they were 3-1 with him when he got injured last year. If they can keep him healthy, they've got a shot. You know, that's a good football team. That score is not indicative of the level of team that they are. But, really pleased with our kids and the way we played. A lot of guys, had some big nights for us tonight. Probably none bigger than Keaton Mitchell with what he did on the ground. Isaiah Winstead, his first 100-yard receiving game for the Pirates. The one that's the biggest that I want to kind of just mention is, Holt Naylor's all-time career passing yards leader in American Athletic Conference history. All-time East Carolina University career total yards record. So two significant achievements by just an outstanding young man. Very, very proud of him. He had a phenomenal night tonight. 17 of 20, 263, and three touchdowns. So pleased the way our team played. Thought we played real well up front offensively. I thought we did some good things defensively, even though Williams frustrated us most of the night. I thought we did some good things there in the second half to kind of keep them out of the end zone. So, questions?
Coach, aside from the records that Holton has, what has he meant to this program, and not only tonight, but from the time you got here?
I don't know what you can put into words. I said my introductory press conference, I remember him standing just behind the cameras. And he's one of the first kids I met. He was sitting on the front row when I was introduced to the team, and he's been the steady constant ever since I've been here. He's a great leader in the locker room. He's a phenomenal role model in the community. He's a role model for my two sons. He's a pleasure to be around every single day. You couldn't ask for someone to be more than what he's been, and nobody's perfect. Listen, he's not perfect, but I'm just telling you, I've coached a lot of guys over the years, and he is one of the more enjoyable players I've ever had, and I just respect him so much for the way he plays. He's a tough freaking kid. He's a great player, and he's just a phenomenal human being. So I'm blessed that God's allowed me to have a few years with him, and I'm going to enjoy every day I've got with him until he's done.
Shorts where they were leaving the one-on-one coverage, kind of cheating to stop the run. And you got to feel pretty good when he drops back to pass and trust those receivers in those one-on-one situations. Right?
Yeah, and so that's why I told Jalen Johnson, on the fourth down when we had the fourth down call originally there, it was like fourth and three. Ryan had the false start and set us back. We stayed with it just because. We trusted our offensive line, and I thought Jalen had a great matchup, and Holton, knew right where he was. So it was really good to see us win those one-on-one matchups down the field, because we're going to have to throughout the year this year. People are going to sit there, and they're going to load up on Rajay and Keaton. So we're going to have to be able to throw the football the way we did tonight.
You got to be happy with the defense and the secondary, especially not giving up any cheapies in the second half.
In the second half, yeah. Yeah, I wished we hadn't missed that tackle on the hitch route that gave him the long touchdown. But I thought we responded and played well in the second half. So that was good to see.
Going for it on a few fourth downs, does that just talk about the trust and confidence you have in the offense?
Yeah, and we just it's one thing we spent a lot of time in the offseason just philosophy-wise, certain areas of the field. And I'm talking to Coach Kirkpatrick on the headset. We spend a lot of time on analytics throughout the week, and so we kind of have an analytics chart that kind of gives us some percentages and stuff, and we kind of use that. And I don't use just that. I'm a big gut feeling guy, so we want to be aggressive. So when we're in that gray area, we want to take advantage of that. It's like the one time we punted, kind of on our side of the 50, which we don't do very often. I was kind of ticked at that because we kicked it in the end zone. That's just a waste. You end up with a 14-yard punt or whatever. So that's why we're so aggressive in that part of the field.
At least in terms of protection tonight, you had a clean night on special teams outside of that one.
We had a real good night on special teams. I know you guys like to bash the special teams, and rightfully so. You've done crucified us for two straight weeks. You can say we played really well in the kicking game tonight. It's okay. There was no pressure on any of the kicks. There was no pressure on any of the punts. There was no pressure on any of the punts. Okay, our kickoff coverage unit was phenomenal. Our kickoff return unit was very, very solid. So I think it was a really good night on special teams. I know that you don't have anything to gripe about tonight.
You have to gripe. I did not.
Coach, can you put this game tonight in the context of going forward into league play next week and the fact that you did play clean tonight?
Well, I think that's it. Yeah. I mean, I'm giving Glenn a hard time, but we needed to improve on that stuff. I'm telling you now, those offensive linemen on that PAT unit, I mean, on Tuesday, we brought the funk at them. I mean, we came at them with everything we had and make them, and that ain't a whole lot of fun. They didn't like it a whole lot. But the point was, you know, we're going to be physical on that PAT field goal unit. And that's just, last week is inexcusable. So it was really good. I mean, you had about five sets of eyes glued on that unit tonight, you know, watching individual, just making sure we didn't have any fundamental breakdowns. I thought they did a really good job. So I was very pleased with that. We got to shore that stuff up. I mean, we got a good Navy ball club coming in here next week, and they've had 2 weeks to get ready for us. We're going to have to play our best ball of the year to have a shot.
Coach, can you speak to what it was in the first quarter where the defense, you know, allowed those scores and set them up for the rest of the game?
Well, Hodge Malik Williams and then a missed tackle. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, you have a kid that, you know, I mean, we were spying him. Multiple plays, we have somebody spying him, and he outran the spy. You know, we're trying to do all kinds of things to keep him in the pocket, and he did a great job of extending plays. You know, we got to look at the film because we worked all week on latching onto those receivers down the field whenever the quarterback got out scrambling around. Obviously, we gave up a couple of those, so we got to correct that. But he's a good player now, and, you know, we got to make that tackle on the hitch. That's one we make. You know, Juwan's a very good tackler. He'll make it 99 times out of 100. He didn't make it that one time, and it cost us. But we cleaned it up after that.
Is it good, Brad, to go against that type of quarterback a little bit early in the season in case y'all face somebody similar?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always good to be challenged like that. And I'm telling you, I don't know if you're going to see a more athletic kid all year. So
it's good to get Mason in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I talked to him at the beginning of the fourth quarter and told him to get warmed up and get some snaps. I thought he had two real good drives. I hate that the first one kind of fizzled out there in the red zone. You know, the second one probably would end up punching that one in, but, you know, no need to there under a minute. But, you know, it's Marlins. I told Marlins, I said, you know, one of these days I'd like for you to break one of those long runs and go ahead and score. But it was really good to get Marlin some reps, get Mason some work. You know, you saw Jacob Sacra, first snaps of the season tonight. Good to see Jarrett Garner get a catch tonight. So it's good to get those guys in there and get that experience with them.
Coach, do you feel like you have more weapons this year on offense? It seems like nobody cares who gets the points, but they seem to be kind of selfless.
We do have weapons, we feel like, at every position. And that's one thing I stress to them. That's why the me monster thing's up there on the board. As long as we can stay unselfish – you know, because you look at the way it just works out. It works out different each week. Every week, somebody different's had the hot hand. And as long as they focus on the team and the success of the team and don't get caught up in touches, and because we're trying to get them all the ball. But, you know, a lot of times the defense and the read dictates who gets the ball. And as long as we can keep that unselfish team-first attitude, that group has a chance to do some damage because all of them can make plays. And we saw that tonight.
We know just how great Keaton and Rajay are together. I mean, two-headed monster coming out of the backfield.
Yep.
This is 2 weeks in a row where we've seen Marlin be very productive late in the game. Are there any chances we'll be seeing more of him going forward this season, or is he going to be in a similar position for the remainder of the season, just learning behind such a talented running back group?
Right.
So he's going to be useful for us going forward.
Well, you know, I think that as we keep on moving forward, we'll have to make a decision on redshirting or not. You're probably not going to redshirt him. Because if we can get him a lot of experience this year, that's only going to help him moving forward. You know, there will be a day when he's our starting running back here. And he is virtually cut from the same mold character-wise and work ethic-wise that Rajay and Keaton are. And so, we're blessed to have, you know, those two guys. And we want to get Marlin as much experience and get him as ready as fast as possible. Because you're probably going to need him at some point this year.
Stubby had to try to replicate Williams this past week in practice.
He did a good
this
job.
This week he gets the option offense.
Yeah, we've been working on it every Sunday night. So we've practiced for Navy ever since the beginning of fall camp. It's just a challenging offense to defend. They have a veteran quarterback. I thought they had a great game plan against us last year. We know a lot of those assistant coaches in addition to Coach Niemot. So we've got a great challenge. We'll start tomorrow. We'll be all Navy. I mean, you'll spend very little time on this game. You look at this game maybe, you know, after the Navy game. But we've got kind of times, clocks ticking kind of deal to get ready for next week.
One more question, if any.
All right, appreciate you guys.
I was going to bust your balls.
Well, I know you were. You busted my balls.